Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Good morning, Bruce. How are you? Bruce, can you hear me, my friend?
I can hear you. I can hear you. How you doing, my boy?
I am good. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, I'm celebrating Flag Day. Because, yes, because this is what we do 246 years later, 27 variations of the American flag later.
Right.
And I want to know what you've done today to further the tradition of Flag Day.
I have baked a pineapple upside down flag cake.
Nice. If you had a flag,
I
don't imagine you're much of a flag waver, either literally or figuratively.
Right.
Right. So, but if you had to display a flag, what would it be?
An American flag?
You would go with an American flag. I would go with the Red Sox flag.
Oh, I see.
A flag. Yeah, I mean, yes. The day is for the adoption of the American flag.
Right.
As approved by Congress in 17, whatever it was.
They actually all got together and agreed on something?
Yeah, it was like the Second Continental Congress.
Interesting.
Yeah, in 1777.
Right.
So, you know, so it is technically for the American flag, the adoption of the American flag.
Right.
But I mean, for me, I think you could probably do any kind of flag you wanted.
Yeah, I'm not really a flag waving guy for a team because I really don't have a team anymore.
Right.
I mean, I grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
But once I started covering teams, my loyalties kept switching because of people in the organization. So I don't think I would go with a sports team.
Okay.
I think that I would probably go with an American flag or an Israeli flag. Those would be my two choices.
There you go. Absolutely.
Right.
Couldn't go wrong with either one. There you go.
But you'd go Red Sox.
I'd go Red Sox probably. If I was inclined to fly a flag, it would probably be the Red Sox.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
So,
well,
anyway, did your dad ever fly a Green Bay Packers flag in Chicago?
No, but he forced me to wear a Green Bay Packers winter jacket. So while I wasn't waving, I was walking.
Well, did you ever get stuffed into a locker for that, or?
No, I didn't. I was pretty tough at 4 foot, like 7, like 80 pounds.
4'7", 86 pounds, and you could take care of yourself in your Packers jacket.
Right. I was feeling pretty good about myself.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. With that, time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Bo Nix, no surprise because we've been hearing it. We know that he's been earning high praise since he became a member of the Broncos. Pat Surtain told the Denver Post, Nix's composure speaks volumes. He's making comfortable reads and throws. Bo has played at a high level before, so he's not a deer in headlights. Quinn Miners said and noted Nix's maturity and has carried himself like an experienced veteran. It's almost like he's been here before, Miners said. Offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi said he's seen a lot, doesn't make the same mistake twice very often. These are great words. Love hearing them. And all the pro teams I have covered over the years, and there are four of them, I've heard lines like this before,
of course.
The guys who have been talked about like this have failed. We heard, you know, everyone sing Russell Wilson's praises when he got to Denver. That didn't work out well. What about Nix and these comments make you feel different about Nix and these wonderful words are actually going to turn into something?
I just think it is simply, at this point, the fact that as a rookie and what we generally regard as a rookie, he is so much further ahead. He looks like he's further ahead. It feels like he's further ahead. People are talking than a rookie would be typically at this time. There is nothing else, right, Eric? I mean, really, there's nothing else. All he is he's played 61 games in college at Auburn and Oregon, so he's played in big-time programs. No question about that. But that doesn't necessarily equate to anything that he's going to be doing in the NFL. I think the only thing at this point is, A, he is what he was advertised to be for Sean Payton, Joe Lombardi, Davis Webb, who worked him out and tested him and did all of these things. They have seen nothing that changes their mind about what they liked when they saw him. But more than anything, I just think, and you and I have been in a lot of these camps over the years, if the only thing that you can judge him on is what does he look like compared to other rookies, he doesn't look like a rookie.
Oh, I would agree.
That probably is it at this point, because what else would there be? He hasn't played under fire. He hasn't done anything yet under duress. That all happens at training camp. But to this point, he seems to be ahead of the curve.
No, I would agree. It's just, and you and I talked about this earlier on in the week, that when somebody says something on the record, be careful. When they say it off the record, that's the opinion.
Right.
And I've heard all of this before about so many players who have come before Bo Nix. So, you know, Joe Flacco came to town. Man, love this guy's leadership. Case Keenum, really like the way that he plays. I mean, Von Miller said publicly about Trevor Siemian, he has traits that remind me of Peyton Manning.
Well, he thought Tim Tebow was great too. So, I mean.
And that's my point, right. Exactly.
No, and it's a good point. It really
so
is.
With that, does Nix remind you just the way that he talks? Because we haven't seen enough of his play, of any player on the roster over the last 5 years or so, regardless of position.
Well,
I'm going to start, because when I wrote this question,
yeah,
I had one guy in mind.
Go.
Justin Simmons.
Hmm. Oh,
I had
okay.
No idea how good right. Justin Simmons would be.
Yeah, okay.
But I remember standing in front of him when I was doing the show at Les, and you were here as well. You talk to Justin Simmons, and you're like, I don't know if this guy is going to be a baller, but man, is he impressive.
Yes, no question. I think that Bo Nix has very similar attributes in that regard. In that kind of comparison, I was thinking more in terms of a quarterback, and the answer would be no. I think he
right.
is very much, in that regard, a unicorn. But yes, I think the Justin Simmons comp is accurate. And interestingly, we haven't talked or heard much from Nix after that first rookie camp work. But
right.
But all you have to do, look, you can judge all with your own eyes what you're seeing on the practice field. You can judge it relative to what you think the work from OTAs and minicamp really means. To me, it's not much other than I think anyone that would watch Bo Nix would come away saying, this guy's ahead of schedule. As much as you can be ahead of schedule in an OTA or a mini camp, just because of his maturity. So that's about the only thing that I can say at this point. He is comfortable. He is poised. He is very confident. It is clear that he processes well. Now he's got to execute off of the processing. Will that all come together? You know what? He's still a rookie, even as a mature rookie. There's going to be growing pains. There's going to be moments. I don't think there's any question about that. But I do think, I would say this, I feel like he is much further along than players of a similar ilk that I've seen over the last 40 years.
all great quarterbacks, and yes, I'm using the term great, and I'm not trying to throw Knicks into this mix, but great quarterbacks all have a similar quality. The it factor. Do you feel they have the it factor? Mahomes has it. Allen has it. Burrow has it. There's a long list of current and past quarterbacks. You just know they were it. Maybe the first one was probably a Johnny Unitas, then a Joe Namath, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, very good.
We don't know enough about Bo Nix yet.
Right, we don't.
However, do you get the sense he has this it factor, or is it way too early? And because there are some quarterbacks early on, they had that it factor.
I would lean towards it, but I can't say it definitively yet. I just don't think that we've seen quite enough, but I sense that it's there. And I don't think that he, and the one thing, and you, and I agree with you on another thing that you've already laid out this morning, the public exclamations are fine. That's, you know, it's ramping up your guy and it's having your guys back and giving support to a young player and things of that nature. But when you get the asides and you get the, dude's a little different kind of comments and things of that nature, you kind of feel like guys feel like he might be there, but we just haven't seen enough.
I want to go back to something that we talked about, you know, saying all the right things. I don't think you were here for him, but you did cross paths with him because he came back. Excuse me. I'll give you a young quarterback who used to say all the right things, but it just never materialized. And that was Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Okay.
He really did. You know, ball security is job security. He had every line down. He knew all the right things to say. So, wow, this guy's impressive. And how many times have fan bases been let down when guys say all the right things, they come across as confident, and then you look at their player, you're like, ugh.
Well, they got to do the right things more than say the right things, don't they?
Well, but all we really know is
you're right.
What Bo Nix is saying, we haven't really seen even close to enough.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it yet. I mean, we've seen him, you know, throw the ball with really no defenders.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right.
So what concerns me, having nothing to do with him personally, but just looking at history, guys say the right things, and then you get all excited, and then you watch him play, and you're like, man. No matter how mature a guy is, it doesn't mean he can play.
Composure, calmness, these are things that you don't even have to talk about, but if you have them, you can see them. I think that I see those attributes in Bo Nix. Now, we need to see more of them in challenging situations, in training camp, in shared practice with the Packers, early exhibition games. He's going to have a lot of opportunities to prove it. But there are things right now that he doesn't necessarily talk about, but that you can see. I mean, I don't think that he talks about – he does say the right things – but he doesn't talk about things like his composure, his calmness. Other people are talking about that, and I agree with that.
Understand, this is not a knock on
Nix.
It's the history that has preceded him with all the years that you and I have covered professional football and professional sports. Guys say the right things. They look the part. They talk the part, but they don't play the part. Right now, it looks like Nix can talk the part, looks the part. We believe he can play the part. I'm just being, for lack of a better phrase, I'm probably being more cynical because I've seen this and heard this before. Coming up after the break, how does the big Allstate conference sound to you? And what conference am I even talking about? This could be coming soon to college sports near you. We'll explain next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porta-cools, racking cabinets, ladders, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, it's going to be a gorgeous weekend here on the Front Range. If you are looking for a new ride, highly recommend you go to Silterhar Mazda in Broomfield. They really have it all. And the reason is Mazdas are routinely ranked in the top five in affordability, reliability, fuel economy. They are great when it comes to luxury and durability. They really have everything that you could possibly want, whether it's a car or an SUV. You're going to get great financing as well. Go for a test drive today. Silterhar Mazda up in Broomfield, or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Big 12 Conference seriously lagging behind the Big Ten and the SEC for dollars given to each school, is now exploring new ways to generate revenue. How do you like this? Selling the rights to the name of the conference and private equity deals, according to multiple outlets. The All-State 12 Conference is the leading candidate for the new name, while the Big All-State Conference has also been discussed. Multi-year deals could earn the league between $30 to $50 million a year that would be divided among the 16 league members. Big 12 not only needs this revenue to compete with the Big 12 and SEC, but it also needs it with the impending proposal for each school to pay its players a total of roughly $22 million a year. Bruce, you are a longtime college guy, yep, as am I. What do you think of this radical change? And let's just say, for the sake of argument, the NHL was known as the All-State Hockey League. How does that sound to you?
It's a little more distasteful for me in the pro level. And even though college level is basically pros, it doesn't bother me as much for some reason. I thought it would when I was first reading about this the other day. And by the way, Brett Womack, the commissioner of the Big 12, is one very innovative dude.
Well, this is as innovative as you're going to get.
I mean, this is so off the chart and thinking outside the box. And Eric, I defer to you as a businessman and an astute businessman. I mean, it's borderline brilliant to me.
Well,
why wouldn't you do something like this?
Unfortunately, it is necessary as much as it makes your blood curdle, because the Big Ten and the SEC are way ahead with their television networks and everything else. So what is the Big 12 going to do? What is the ACC going to do to catch up? And they got to find a way to generate revenue. So if they have to sell their naming rights, or some would say sell your soul, in order to catch up with now having to pay players, mm-hmm, and not having a television network, it looks like this is the way to do it. Yes, Womack is being creative. In the meantime, CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd reporting, the Big 12 is exploring a private equity investment that could infuse as much as $1 billion in exchange for up to 20% stake in the league. This, to me, is far less intrusive. Nobody is going to know about this.
Right.
Or no one is going to feel it. No one is going to hear it. I think that would be more widely accepted. But at the end of the day, Womack doesn't care what is accepted or not. It's money coming in.
You know, you asked the question in your show notes. Does this feel less intrusive and would be more widely accepted because it doesn't step on traditions? And it's a great question. But I will ask you this. In its own way, what is more traditional in the American way of doing things than making money? And
true.
And yes, it's not sis boom bah and take one for the team and, you know, halftime shows and the college traditions that we normally think of, but it's one of the great American traditions. And my deal here is, and I'm probably more of a Big 12 honk than some people, I admit it, just because I've spent so much time around the Big 12 growing up as a broadcaster. But I would say this for anyone, the ACC, I don't care. I mean, the Sun Belt, do whatever you need to do. We live in a changing world where you have got to be, if you're not keeping up, you're losing ground. And anybody that thinks like this outside the box and that thinks aggressively like this and in a non-traditional fashion, which basically is what? Ticket sales, television money, and some merchandising. Well, I'm sorry if some people are going to take exception to this. I mean, I guess I understand it. But this is all in the great American tradition of capitalism at its best. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, well, let's take it a step further, all right?
Go.
Americana, those who are NASCAR fans, those who are fans of the NHRA, they are used to this type of capitalism.
Yep.
How many times have you heard a winning driver say something like this after winning a race? I just want to thank the Snickers, Jiffy Lube, Burger King, State Farm, First Bank, Taco Tico, 7-Eleven, King Supers, NASCAR team for our big win.
Hey, you hear it a lot. Not only that,
all time.
They're drinking milk or something or other, and they're changing their hat five times
right.
In the winner's circle. Yeah, this is something that NASCAR has absolutely warmed to. Well, they're the ones that started it, and they've warmed to it. So it's not like it hasn't been done before.
Right.
So let's
take this to another level, okay? What else can the Big 12 do, whether it stomps on tradition or not, to generate more revenue? I got an idea for you. Mm-hmm. This is really easy, and there would be a lot of football fans, college football fans, disgusted if this happened. But I'll be honest with you. You will generate a hell of a lot more revenue, more than 30 to 50 million, than by changing the name of the conference. When you play road games, let's talk about CU as an example.
Okay.
When you play road games, is your last name on the back of your jersey?
Yeah.
When you play road games?
I think so, isn't it? I don't know.
What about home games?
I see where
right.
you're going with this.
It's one of the two.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it is.
Right.
But let's pick the one where your last name is not on the back of your jersey. Just throw the word Allstate on there, the name is supposed to be.
Actually already starting to do that with that. What do the Nuggets do? The Nuggets do Western Union, don't they?
But that's on the front.
On the front,
Where their name.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, right.
So number two, Shedeur Sanders. When they're playing at home or on the road, instead of saying Sanders, it says Allstate. How do you feel about that? Because honestly, that to me is worth a heck of a lot more than changing the name of a conference.
Yeah, and that would be, it's not where I would draw the line. It'd be less comfortable for me, but I mean, look, I get it. We've gone from college sports being this kind of little antiquated, cute thing to the big business that it is, and frankly, that it really always was, but that's okay. At least we're recognizing it now. So let's go all in. Let's go all in. We want players to be paid. Well, how the hell you think you're going to – you just don't print money. You've got to make money. So, absolutely. I mean, I guess at this point, it's everything is fair game. And why shouldn't it be?
Right.
Right?
Or you know, we see this all the time in hockey, but we've gotten so used to it that we don't even notice it anymore. When you watch hockey, the Dasher boards don't roll sponsors, do they?
No.
But now with television technology, you see new sponsors on the Dasher boards all the time.
Sure.
Why not do that on the field all the time?
Baseball's doing that with green screens behind the batters.
That's right. But the problem is, eventually this will look like a NASCAR suit.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, you got to figure out how to do it tastefully.
Yeah.
I guess that's one of the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very intrigued by the revenue stream, the potential of a revenue stream. My hat goes off to Wormack, Brett Wormack.
What's the name of the sponsor on that hat? And I say that jokingly, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're going to see a lot more of this. It's not going away. This is the present and the future of sports in general, college sports specifically.
For those that don't know this, what did you major in college?
English literature. What the hell I was going to do with it is beyond me.
Okay. I majored in journalism, television, and radio. So I had to take a class about how television started. For those that don't know this, television started as a means to advertise. How do you get your name out there as a company?
Okay.
That's how it wasn't started because they wanted to put on programming. It was a new way to advertise. That's why television was started. Period.
Yeah, there you go.
Milton Berle's Texaco Theater. Uh-huh. That's how it all started. Okay. It was just another way to advertise. Not the newspaper, radio is already out there. But how do we get to a bigger audience to advertise our product? Oh, let's do something visual and we'll call it a television. Coming up after the break, Tom Brady, for as much as he was vilified as a player, day to day, minute by minute, second to second, is becoming more and more likable. And if you didn't hear what he said when he was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, how do you not rally around this guy? That's next.
Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman lost? Stadium status.
My big Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. 3-Hour Recycling having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, vending equipment, ladders, racking cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Tom Brady went into the Patriots Hall of Fame on Wednesday night, and if you haven't seen it already, we're going to share it with you now. Part of his induction speech went viral.
I encourage everyone to play football for the simple reason that it is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out, and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
I got to tell you something. I could listen to that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But the line that got me, my wife is an excellent businesswoman. She's a executive just like your wife is as well at a major company. And she and I have had lots of conversations about how sports intersects with business. And the line that stuck out to me was, and I'm very much paraphrasing here, you don't have to be special. You just have to be what others aren't willing to be. Consistent, determined, and be willing to work for it. And that covers every single base of life.
And it never changes.
Nope.
It will be true today as it is 20 years from now, 50, 100 years from now. I don't care what technology is, how it improves life and what you have to do to get through life. There will always be a component of those things that are, that should lead you and that should guide you. And truer words were never spoken, and he's right on target.
There was one part of that speech that really spoke to me as much as anything else. When he said, talking about playing football, while you are out at practice getting beaten and bruised and you leave at, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. while your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes, you're doing this. When I started my television career, and just like you, Bruce, I have mentored lots of young people. When I was in college, my senior year, during winter break and spring break, while my friends were spending winter break in Cabo, when they were spending spring break in Cancun, I was in my car driving through the state of Georgia to Columbus, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Macon, Georgia. I was going to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, La Crosse, Wisconsin, La Crescent, Wisconsin, all those places, schlepping around in my car, going small town to small town, meeting with news directors and showing them my resume tape. That's what I was doing while my friends were having fun on spring break and winter break. So when he said that, I thought, you know what? That's what I did. No prompting from anybody else, but I knew I needed to do something different because it was so hard to get your first job in television.
Yeah. The overriding message is that life is hard, and here is the way that you have to attack it. And I couldn't agree more. It's a very difficult. It's like trying to teach someone to work out when they've never done it before. And they get to a point a week or 10 days in where, you know, all of those muscles that they're using now are flaring and they feel bad and it hurts. And it's easier to just say, oh, the hell with it. I don't need to do this. but you got to work through it, because if you can get a month down the road, all of that stuff takes care of itself in a smaller way. This is kind of what he's talking about. You got to stick with things, and you got to be consistent about things. And you can't allow speed bumps or walls that are, you know, built in, stay in your way. You've got to overcome these things. And it's a constant challenge. I don't think it ever changes. I think that you may be looking for different things at various stages in your life, but very little of it will ever be handed to you. And that's the way it should be, for goodness sakes.
Just like you, I'm guessing, I've done more than a few keynote speeches in front of big groups of people that talk about leadership and talk about team and things like that. One thing that I always say when I do a keynote is this, and a lot of the stuff that I talk about is sports and how it relates to business. So I'm going to pull something from what Tom Brady said, but I phrase it differently. Everybody wants to be great in life. Everybody wants to be successful. But there's a difference between wanting to be successful and being committed to being successful. Everybody wants it. Who's committed? And that's what he was talking about. It takes that commitment mm-hmm. to do it.
Sure.
You will never get what you want by wanting. You will always get what you want by committing. Sometimes you get lucky and you want it and you get it, but you really didn't work for it. So don't make that your template, as that's always going to happen. But if you're committed, there's a far better chance of that stuff happening. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Florida Panthers are one win away from their first Stanley Cup. And what should we expect for Game 4 of the NBA Finals? We'll discuss when we come back to Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports.
Nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, 3 Hour Cycling. It's having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Florida Panthers are one win away from their first Stanley Cup, beating the Oilers 4-3 in Game 3 in Edmonton. Florida went into the third period up 4-1, but the Oilers made them sweat a bit, scoring 2 in the third to have a chance, but Sergei Bobrovsky came up with some huge saves to seal the deal. Thoughts on Game 3 and the series overall?
Well, I mean, my thoughts on Game 3 are a lot like the previous games. The better team continues to win. Florida's, I mean, Eric, you've talked about this a lot this year. Just as far as a complete unit with depth, defense, scoring, this is a team that clearly has acquitted itself as the best in the NHL, and they are going to win a Stanley Cup.
Well, and you and I have talked about this as well, that, you know, you win in the regular season with your top two lines, and you win in the playoffs with your bottom two lines. Well, let's look at the top players for the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid has 3 assists in 3 games. 3-3 is pretty good. 3 points in three games is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They need him to score.
Right.
Leon Draisaitl has been held off the score sheet completely in this entire series. Their highest scoring defenseman, Evan Bouchard, has one assist in three games. Yes, your bottom two lines are going to help you win more playoff games, but if your top guys are not scoring or not contributing enough, you have zero chance. And that's what's going on with the Oilers right now.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight at 6:30. The Celtics are up 3-0 over the Mavericks and are one-point favorites tonight in Dallas. What do you expect for Game 4, and should we expect Dallas to play a little looser, given that they're down?
Well, you would hope, you would think so, right? I mean, here we are on the verge of another lopsided final. The NBA Finals, I mean, I think you got to go, how far back do you have to go for a really good finals? Milwaukee? I'm thinking here. I just don't know if Dallas has enough to pick itself up and dust itself off and do the right things. Boston's a better team. It doesn't mean that Dallas can't win a game, but at this point, we're just talking about the inevitability of when this happened, not if it happens.
To your point, I'll just piggyback on you. Boston is the better team. They have shown they are the better team. Maybe Dallas picks up a win, but to your point, this is inevitable. And getting back to hockey really quickly, mm-hmm. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, he is one of the best players for the Oilers as well. He has been held scoreless in this series as well.
Mm.
So when you look at the top four players for the Edmonton Oilers, none of them have scored a goal. And they have combined, I believe, for four total assists.
Wow.
That is unbelievable for this Edmonton team that is so good at putting the puck in the back of the net.
That really is. That's remarkable. Huh. Pretty impressive. Maybe we talk about Florida in terms of just how good of a team this is. I mean, is this a team that historically can be referred to? I don't know. I defer to you on that.
Well, they're obviously very good this year.
Sure.
And last year, when you look at them,
they were the President Cup winner.
They were a pretty good team as well.
Yeah. So
not great, but pretty good.
Okay.
They've gotten great goaltending. Mm-hmm. They play four lines, and defensively they're very solid. That you could make the case they were the best all-around team going into the playoffs.
Fair enough.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, the Jacksonville Jaguars and quarterback Trevor Lawrence agreed to a 5-year, $275 million contract extension with $200 million guaranteed and $142 fully guaranteed. This matches the highest average annual value for a contract in NFL history with Joe Burrow. Do you think Lawrence is worth that amount of money given what he's done in his first 3 years?
Well, by the very question and the way that it was posed, you obviously don't, and I don't either. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Eric, is Trevor Lawrence right now unequivocally a top 10 quarterback?
No.
I don't think he is either.
But what are you going to do if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Right.
You really want to start all over. You could make the case Dallas has gone through and is about to go through the same thing. Do you really want to start all over again with a new quarterback and get rid of Dak Prescott? When teams are kind of caught in the middle, if you're caught in the middle, metaphorically speaking, you have two shoulders and then you have the middle of the road. You have Trevor Lawrence, who's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but they can't pick a side of the road that they want to be on.
Yeah.
They're standing in the middle of the road. What happens when you stand in the middle of the road? You get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Either you move on or you don't.
Yeah, the economics of the game indicate that this is the kind of deal that you have to make, even if you don't have a player that necessarily reflects by his performance the amount of money that you've got to keep, you spend to keep him. So that's right. Kind of where we are with, and Dak Prescott will probably be very much in the same vein. Right. You're absolutely right. Well stated.
I mean, the best thing you can say about Trevor Lawrence is that his completion percentage is pretty good. I mean, he's thrown for 4,000 yards the last couple of seasons. His average yards per pass, 7, that's fine. Touchdown interception ratio, not particularly great. Nothing is going to jump off the page at you. And he gets sacked a decent amount of times as well. I mean, the problem for Jacksonville is you had Trevor Lawrence come into the league, and this was a guy that was looked at as a generational type of quarterback, mentioned in the same sentence as John Elway, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
The next guy was Trevor Lawrence. He hasn't been a disappointment. He just hasn't lived up to the billing. What are you going to do if you're Jacksonville? Do you want to start all over again? Probably not.
Right.
And now you're stuck. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. They have an entire staff that can help you redesign your entire kitchen. They have a clearance center in Denver. Scratch and ding stuff, a little scratch, they'll knock down a top-end appliance, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can find them in Denver. You and I have both gotten appliances at that clearance center, rows and rows of stuff. Great stuff. Who cares if it has a scratch on it? Totally fine. It's a high-end appliance. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, a lot of people are saying great things about Bo Nix, and rightfully so. He's an impressive kid. But how many times have we heard impressive things about a player, and then they don't turn out to who you hope they will be? Are we looking at the same situation with Nix, or is this kid really different this time around? Unlike what we said about, and everybody said about Russell Wilson, who made it 2 years and now is playing in Pittsburgh. That's next.